The room was tense. A resolution seeking to withdraw AVCP's 2006 resolution supporting the proposed Donlin Gold Mine had popped up on the projector screen on the wall. Henry Hunter Sr. is the chair of the Aruchikahimut Native Council of Bethel and its AVCP delegate. He introduced the resolution. Hunter says back in 2006, many tribes didn't understand the possible environmental risks.
A lot of the delegates didn't understand, you know, the consequences of the possibility of, you know, something occurring to that tailing dam that they have.
Hunter says this year, tribes came armed with more information about the risks of the proposed mine. Donlin has to build a dam that would hold its mine waste forever. Hunter says one of the biggest concerns is what would happen to the Kuskokwim River should the dam collapse. The company says they plan to build the mine as safely as possible. After the resolution was introduced, Wayne Morgan, ANIAC's delegate, asked to table it, which would have put it on hold for at least another year. AVCP is a tribal consortium that represents 56 tribes and 48 villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Last year, AVCP tabled two anti-Donlin resolutions because they weren't submitted on deadline. ONC tribal member Gloria Simeon says that moment shamed her.
So we had to spend a year with ONC planning to make sure that what we were doing wasn't going to get knocked out by somebody's standing on procedure.
But this year, the delegates passed the resolution withdrawing AVCP support and another resolution from Quinnahock opposing the mine. Both resolutions will be sent to the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in October. After the vote, Gloria Simeon walked out of the room trembling. People hugged each other.
It surprised me that it was so supported to pull and then to say to the world, we are against Donlin. That's the power of our tribes speaking. That's true leadership.
Devron Hellings from Napaimute opposed both resolutions. Napaimute and Aniak are two of the villages closest to the proposed mine site, which would be built more than 140 miles up the river from Bethel. She thinks the mine can bring much-needed jobs to the region. And Helling says she trusts the proposals Donlin has laid out on how it plans to build its mine.
Donlin Gold have demonstrated that they care about the people of the of Western Alaska. They care about the culture. They know the reliance on subsistence. And we believe that they're going to do what they say that they will do.
Helling says that their new resolution opposing the mine doesn't have as much of an impact since AVCP is, quote, a social service entity.
The action in this regard by the body, I can't say holds as much weight as the decisions by individual tribes.
She says that the tribes hold the government-to-government relationship with the Donlin Project that AVCP does not. Darren Cleveland is the president of Quinnahock's Native Tribal Council, which supported ONC's efforts in opposing Donlin at the AVCP convention.
Each village needs to state where they stand. Are they for it or are they against it? It's no time to stand neutral. We have to hear everyone's voice.
But how the delegates voted on the resolutions this year do show that Donlin Gold has lost significant support from tribes in the region. In a two-page statement to KYUK, Donlin Gold laid out its efforts to meet with the 56 YK Delta tribes to hear their concerns over the past two decades. It says, quote, "We are disappointed that the delegates at the convention of the Association of Village Council Presidents, a group we have long admired and supported, chose to oppose further development and the future operations of Donlin Gold, including its own comprehensive economic development strategy. We do, however, stand ready to address any and all concerns the convention delegates raised and work toward agreeable solutions," unquote. The Calista Corporation, which owns the mineral rights, says it will continue to work with shareholders to build support for the project, Tisha Coons is the interim vice president of Lands and Natural Resource Development.
Chilisa Corporation respects the delegates at the 2019 ABCP convention. We also respect that a key component of both ANCSA and ANILCA is resource development.
Donlin is still gathering state permits and completing its dam safety certification. However, it's unclear when the company plans to start mining. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.